Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Serve him, Roland.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taken care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
Roland Martin is brought to you by McDonald's. Lunchtime, dinner time, your time. McDonald's all-day breakfast makes any time a good morning time. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. How in the world can you have a presidential campaign where literally education never seems to come up in any one of these debates? That is a fundamental problem. Well, the National Urban League and others want to drive this conversation even further. They're launching the Equity and Excellence Education Campaign. Joining us right now is President and CEO Mark Morial. Mark, first of all, Roland, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
What exactly is the Equity and Excellence Education Campaign?
So we've had this effort for the last several years, but during Black History Month, we'll have radio, television, billboards at Times Square around the idea that education is a civil and human right in the 21st century. So what does that mean? What it means: early childhood. It means equitable implementation of standards. It means improved access to good and effective teachers. It means aligned, data on, if you will, graduation rates and employment. It means expanded after-school learning. It means equity in funding. It means college completion and attainment. So this is a Black History Month campaign to say that in the 21st century, a high-quality education is a civil and human right. But it supports, Roland, what we've been doing, whether it's legislative advocacy in Washington, whether it's pressure on school districts and school boards and elected officials at the local level. We have to continue to elevate. And you're absolutely right. Shame on these candidates for never in any debate discussing schools or education or really what our youth need. Shame on them. And we're going to be pushing them to talk about it.
Well, actually, it also goes beyond them. It's also the moderators, because let's just be honest, most of their kids likely go to private schools. And so they're not necessarily going to be focused on public education. And so you have this campaign in terms of billboards, doing lots of radio, things along those lines. But how is the public policy being driven? How are you mobilizing, organizing, galvanizing people?
This is important. So what's really the issue that's front and center? The Congress passed, the president signed, a replacement bill to No Child Left Behind. What that's going to do, Roland, is put the responsibility on the states to develop, if you will, accountability systems to ensure that federal money is spent to help poor kids. Now, shifting it to the states is not precisely what we wanted, but what it means is at the local level, if we're concerned about a good education, a good public education for all our kids, we're going to have to get involved. So we're mobilizing in a number of cities across the nation to spearhead that advocacy about what these accountability plans are going to look like. So this public education campaign, first step, we have to raise awareness, continue to raise awareness that education is a fundamental civil and human right in the 21st century. And as we move on, yes.
I'm sorry, Mayor Mark. How do you do this, and especially like in my home state of Illinois, where everything is up for grabs, everything is topsy-turvy in terms of a budget, the Congress, the House and the Senate not getting along with the governor, the city of Chicago's Board of Education is just a mess. How do you go in there and work with these people who are just creating such a hellhole in the state and in the city?
It's messy, and that's what you're saying. And what we have to do is focus on elevating an advocacy, and it's not going to be easy. It's very difficult because schools, you've seen in Chicago, school closures, underfunded education.
Detroit.
That's part and parcel of what we see across the nation. So why can we spend billions in Iraq and Afghanistan and not properly fund every school in America? We got to elevate that issue, and we're going to be forcing a discussion. We may not get the discussion we want in the primaries yet, but I think that all voters across the country have to ask these candidates, where do you stand? The replacement bill for No Child Left Behind isn't adequate. It's a replacement. It's got some improvements to it. We need more, and we need more emphasis on education. So it's not going to be easy, but we want local people and Urban League affiliates across the nation in the middle of this fight.
Here's also what's happening. When you talk about the equity and opportunity, because for me, I view any form of education for me that works, I'm down with it. Public, private, charter, homeschool, online school, it don't matter. But you have a fight right now, even in Florida, with their opportunity scholarship program. Martin Luther King III was there last month, and where they allow folks to get state money vouchers to go to private schools. And you have the NAACP in Florida and the Florida Education Association fighting it when nearly two-thirds of the 80,000 kids in the program are minority.
Right. The question is there evidence that giving kids a voucher to go to a private school means they do better? That's really the question. And
if I'm going to a horrible school, I'll take anything to get a shot.
A port in a storm.
Yeah, but you may be going to a school that may not be better. That's the point. I mean, just because a school is a private school doesn't necessarily mean it is a better school than a public school. I mean, there's some great private schools in America. There's some great public schools in America, but there are also underperforming private schools in America. And so I think the real issue with any voucher program is, does it mean that kids have access to a better school? So,
right.
You know, those are questions that have to be asked.
And
I think that in this debate, all of us are not going to agree on every single absolute feature. But one thing I want us to agree on is that every kid ought to be in early childhood. There ought to be equitable standards, and we ought to fully fund schools. You look at some cities in America, there are no extracurriculars. There's no band. There's inadequate sports. There's not the kind of extra supports that kids need to be able to achieve. This is about the classroom plus what goes on in the entire school and in the entire community.
Are you hearing from the candidates, both Democrat and Republican?
We're going to publish tomorrow a questionnaire that we sent to them, and so people are going to get an opportunity to hear from those who responded to that questionnaire. So I'll make sure you get it.
Please do.
All right.
Appreciate
it. Thanks a lot.
Roland, Tom, Bibble, great, always.
All right. I don't know what to do. I'm moving.
You're not moving. You're not moving. I'm telling you, you're not going.